Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What is up, everybody? You know what it is, the one and only The Affair After Show. So Noah and Whitney are bonding over the impending wedding. Bruce doesn't remember who anyone is, and Joni comes face to face with Ben Cruz, and it is epic. Let's go, let's get it.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Teen drama music, teen drama music. After school special music. That's what it sounds like. What's up, everybody? It's your boy Liam Gonzalez here, and we are here for the Affair After Show. It is OG night once again. You know, whoop, 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 whoop. Next to me, of course, my A1 since day one. We've been holding it down since season one. April Winston had in the building.
What's up, everybody? Happy to be here.
Yes. Yeah. Ooh. OG praise.
Love that, baby.
There it is. There it is. All right. So let's get into it. First of all, what did you think about this particular episode? You were excited before we started watching.
I was excited before we started watching. Yes. But just... whoa. I literally feel like shook in my body for multiple reasons.
In my body for multiple reasons
in both of their parts. Like, I liked how they kind of they're making a bigger deal of Allison again in Noah's part, and then obviously what went down with Joni. I literally, like, multiple times I had tears come to my eyes. I definitely, for sure, favorite episode of the season so far. I like how they're starting to wrap things up. What do you think?
It was refreshing to see Noah and Whitney getting along. Mm-hmm. I did like that. Obviously, when the season started, they kind of had, you know, mended fences. She's kind of been, you know, very cordial to her father, and, you know, been able to spend a little time. This is the first time I think that we've seen them just together by themselves.
Right.
So they went over to Montauk to go look at dresses and kind of just get ready for the wedding, mm-hmm. because she's supposed to get married at Helen's parents' house.
Right.
And so I thought that was great. I thought that was great because, I mean, they've had a tumultuous relationship the entire series. Mm-hmm. Like, ever since the affair happened, Whitney was not feeling her dad. She did not like her dad, and she made it known countless times.
Yes.
So to see them together and getting along, I really, really appreciated that. I love that very much. The second half of the episode with Ben Cruz and Joni was crazy. Mm-hmm. I kind of in my mind, okay, it's going to go like this. Mm-hmm. She's going to go over there. She's going to pretend she's someone else. And then he's going to figure it out. And then they're going to get into it.
Right.
I did not see the flip coming with her leaving and then coming back. And then he just twists the whole thing.
Same. Both Lem and I, you and I, obviously.
Yes.
Our mouth dropped to the floor.
That,
like,
was
we
crazy.
Actually gasped. It was insane.
It was crazy insane.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. So for the first half, we talked about, as we mentioned, it was Noah. And so him and Whitney are going to Montauk, and they go to Helen's parents' house. Mm-hmm. And we had heard about Bruce's condition,
right.
And how he's deteriorating with Alzheimer's and everything. And so to see it present, where literally he goes in there and he, like, you know, Bruce doesn't know who he is.
He says, like, hi, who are you? I'm Bruce Butler.
Right, right.
Oh, Helen, or not Helen, Margaret tells me you're a writer.
Yes.
I always wanted to be a writer.
Right.
So the thing that made his very existence and made him so pompous and whatever in the past, he doesn't even remember doing.
That is so, again, kudos to the writers.
Right.
Because that is so genius, because just, you said it perfectly. That's what made him, and that's why he, a large reason mm-hmm. why he had the disdain for Noah.
Right.
Because he felt like, I'm a better writer than you. You're a subpar writer. You really should be doing something else.
I'm pretty sure season one, episode one, is when he said that quote that Noah has to help him with tonight, that everybody has one good book in them. Not everybody has two. Or very few people have two.
Yes.
I was like, whenever he said that, I was like, oh, wow, they're that taking it
such,
back
That
like
was
that.
Such a big, a great reach around.
It was.
Such a great reach
it's
around.
It's crazy to see, you know, obviously this is a big... a big thing going on for them. It's made them, you know, lose a lot of their money. Obviously, they still have their house, so, you know, they are doing okay in a certain sense. But everything's completely different for them now, which just goes to show, and not that this is in any way making light of his condition or whatever, but it goes to show, like, be nice to people while you can. Because, dear God, you really want people taking care of you in that situation after. And, like, thank God Margaret is there taking care of him, because he was a pretty big douchebag to her.
Well, what's also interesting is, you know, Noah gets so much flack because literally the season is called The Affair. I mean, the series is called The Affair.
Right.
And it's because Noah cheated on Helen with Allison. That's how we even get the series here.
Right.
But I feel like we do miss the situation between Bruce and his wife, because he basically was Noah.
Yeah.
They almost lived parallel lives. Mm-hmm. He was an author. Noah's an author. He cheated on his wife several times. Mm-hmm. Noah did the same thing. And so we see, and it's almost like Bruce is getting, and now he's broke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like Bruce is getting kind of payback for all the things he did, because he was such a pompous jerk.
Yeah.
You know, to everybody. Even including his daughter, Helen.
Oh, yeah, majorly. And think about whenever, you know, really just taking it back again, whenever Bruce and Noah have this conversation forever ago, I think also season one, it was almost a thing, you know, everyone kind of knew something was going on between Noah and Helen. Obviously, they didn't know about Allison at the time. But when Noah has the conversation with him about, like, the woman that he wanted to be with, that Bruce was in love with this other woman for years and years and years,
right?
And but he never left her because they had Helen, and, you know, he was gonna be a good man and do the right thing. But then he's like, I think about her every day, I still love her, yada yada yada. So that almost, like, pushed Noah. I didn't, but, you know, when people say things like that to you, he was so enamored and so in love with Allison at the time that it was like, oh my gosh, I can't imagine not being with her. So it's just an interesting situation that I'm sure we probably won't even get much more of, because there's so much else that they need to do with our main characters, obviously. But I like that they're giving us kind of like the little wrap up on him. And it's even weirder that he thinks that Whitney is Helen, and he's definitely going to think it if she ends up going through with the wedding and wears Helen's old dress.
That is crazy. He's literally like, no, it's like, no, this is your granddaughter. This is my daughter. Like, you're really bugging right now. And then he cracks the egg over the open fire.
That
was really bad. And then we talking about, money problems. And this was money was never an issue before.
Right.
Money was never an issue before. And we see that Margaret tells Noah, she's like, yo, so I'm going to give you the quote for the tent. You know, 20 grand. You got that, right?
Right.
So I was like, yo.
You got that.
You got that, right? That's on you. So I was like, yo, what are you talking about?
Weddings are expensive. So that's what I kept thinking. Like, you know, we know Helen isn't in the greatest of situations, but it's also, it's a little confusing money-wise, because Noah does have this big book coming out. But we also know that he, you know, technically went bankrupt because he was put in prison.
Correct.
For killing a man they didn't kill.
Correct.
But whatever. I say that because I want to touch on that later. But, and, you know, I'm like, Helen, you're still living in this, you know, few million dollar house. It can't be that tight. So it's a little confusing, but it's, you know, weddings are freaking expensive. And for us to know, just from what we've seen in Whitney's part, you know, a couple of episodes, the whole time I kept thinking, I'm like, I don't even think she really wants to have this wedding, so why are we doing it?
Well, I think first of all, we got to look at it. If no one would have had any changes in their financial status, it would have been tradition that she goes to get married at her grandparents' house, and they would have probably took care of everything.
Yes.
Obviously, for everyone, the situation is different. For Bruce and Margaret, for Helen, for Noah, everybody is not in the same financial. I mean, Noah's just coming back, and he was talking about, when they were talking about finance, he's like, I got my advance coming. But again, no one is rich at this point. No one is well off. And so Whitney is looking at it, it's like, yo, I disagree with you in that sense. I think she does want it initially, but she sees the pull financially that it's going to be. So her thing is like, and speaking of broke, her dude has nothing. Has zero. He can't help at all. So I think she's looking at us like, dude, I don't want to deal with this because it is embarrassing.
Yeah.
And I really, you know, if this is the situation at hand, I really don't want to worry about it.
Right. I'm in it more so in the sense of like, does she actually even want to be married? Which obviously they touch on later.
Yes.
But that's what I kept thinking. Not obviously at this point, we didn't even know that she says that later. But just in what happened, you know, with Furcat and how she was feeling at the time, I'm like, it doesn't really seem like she wants to get married. Mm-hmm. So why are we kind of going out of our way? But a lot of people do this. You know, they start something and then it just starts rolling and you don't know how to stop. And then obviously they're dealing with his immigration status. And so she feels a pressure for that.
It's all the way around.
Which we can, you know, we can understand, obviously. But, I mean, she's kind of handling it okay, I guess.
Okay. She's handling it okay. But she does. I do like the fact that she has the conversation when they do go to the lobster roll. Also, really shout out to to Margaret being like, no, you can't drive my car. Because last time you did that, you killed somebody.
That was amazing.
That was...
Margaret is the true savage of season 5.
Margaret has so many great one-liners. Like, it's... I almost like... I kind of, and I said this before, I think, in an earlier session, but I kind of do feel bad because I hated her because she was so mean to everybody, especially to Noah. I hated the way she treated Noah and Helen and just everybody. But I feel like she is, you know, she's dealing with this situation with her husband, Bruce. Right. He did cheat on her multiple times. Now she's having to take care of him. Now they don't, you know, they're not in the same situation. So I do feel for her in that. But, yo.
She's the savage.
She's
of
still
all
savage. She's still savage.
She is.
They do go buy the lobster roll, and that's where they do have that conversation. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Whitney starts telling me, you know, tell me about how you cheated on mom with Allison, because he sees like this is where they met at the lobster roll. And oh, you met someone when they were choking,
right?
Like that's what you bonded over.
He touches the benches,
right?
She
exactly.
Didn't see that,
right. But we see that happen. We see it as viewers, but. I think this is where it starts with she wants to figure this out because she's having the issue with her fiancé.
Right.
And the fact that she cheated with Furcat, of all people. Right, exactly. But she's figuring out, like, yo, do I want to get married?
Right, because look at what you did to my mom.
Exactly.
And that's why I think they need to have maybe not now if the decision is just made, but I liked the thought of them opening this up, not only because it makes me feel like, you know, they're giving a little more justice to the Noah Allison, you know, ending thing. Mm-hmm. It's not that he, you know, obviously we see him in this season especially making moves toward Helen and things like that, but I like the justification because it's like, okay, this wasn't just for nothing. I did really love this person. Let's revisit this a little bit. But it's good between, so that's just me, like, as a viewer liking it. It made me, of course, tear up. And obviously, the stuff with Louisa, we'll talk about that. But I think it's really good that she even started to think about this because she has no idea what happened. How would she? She's never sat down. She just knows my dad cheated on my mom and he left her for this other woman and that's that. So he doesn't know, kind of, you know, it was surprising for her to hear when he said, oh yeah, it was Allison that saved her, not Helen. And I think that being able to start that conversation, obviously they get interrupted, is something that ultimately, in the grand scheme of things, is going to bring them closer together, for sure.
Well, this is why I see why it's so important that they have they're together and just them two and not Helen, because this conversation wouldn't have happened if Helen was there or if anybody was there besides the two of them.
Right.
So, and this is something that needed to happen to deal with what she's dealing with and kind of figuring out so she can get some resolution as far as what she wants to do. Mm-hmm. Shout out, first of all, I hate what they did with the lobster roll.
It
looks
awful.
It looked like what's that? Long John Silver's?
When he said the line about, he's like, oh yeah, people aren't as friendly as they used to be.
Right.
I thought they were going to like play it back with like, oh yeah, because Allison was real friendly.
Super.
But they didn't. I guess I'm just too much of a freak for
y'all. Nah. Too much. You are too much.
Too much of a freak for y'all.
But we did see a little glimpse of Louisa.
Yeah.
And which, Well, last time we saw her, she was old and ancient.
Old Louisa.
And to look terrible.
Happy to see young Louisa again.
Yes, young Louisa. Regular looking Louisa.
Yes.
She stops by and Noah's kind of being Noah, you know, put his foot in his mouth.
Sure.
As he always does. Even then goes out to the car. And his whole thing is, you know, he wants to, you know, see Joanie.
Yeah.
Which
made me feel so happy.
Yes.
That we saw that in the preview that he was trying to do that. And I made the comment last week once I saw that, I was like, it's not fair that Louisa still got to do this, but mm-hmm. she's not giving Noah the opportunity. Clearly, it's not even up to her because, you know, this is a chance viewing of each other. And she does. She, you know, she's like, they're leaving at 5.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever. So I guess I can take that back because, you know, they moved to Vermont and whatever. But the fact that Noah still wanted, he at least made some sort of effort once he was there. Obviously, he hadn't been making too much effort, but homeboy's had a lot going on in his life.
A lot going on. But it also showed the irrelevance of Louisa and her character and how she just, you know, even when she was with Cole, she was just, you know, and we talked about this, I think, last week,
mm-hmm.
and how she really still loved Allison. He really still loved Allison.
Right.
Then we see that he's leaving. He's taking, you know, they've already separated. She's having to move on. She's obviously not happy about it whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And then kind of goes to Noah's like, dude, we're not friends. Like, why are you even, you know, asking all these questions? If you want to go holler at him, go right ahead.
Right.
But don't pretend that, you know, we're buddies.
And she said, like, when she makes the comment about Cole and she says, like, when she tells Noah that they're separated, because Noah's like mm-hmm. joking. He's like, oh, I can't believe you got Cole to move to the city. And let's not forget that Noah and Cole actually have spent some time together, you know, mm-hmm. when they were driving around looking for Allison, all that kind of stuff. So it's not that Noah doesn't know Cole, but it was just like a punch to her where she's like, well, we're separated.
Right.
The writing was on the wall. Everybody saw it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, he can't even say anything. But I totally agree with you. It almost, I mean, not that I ever really loved her character anyway. Great actress. But it's like, so what were you there for? She served a purpose, obviously. Of course she did.
She served a purpose, but it just showed that, and it's not that irrelevant her character is. That's not what I mean.
I understand.
That basically as a wife to Cole, like she did not serve a purpose because he didn't, at the end of the day, he didn't love her truly as she wanted.
He didn't want to be with her.
Exactly. They go dress shopping. Obviously, the dresses are way expensive, and Noah's like, I'm not paying for these dresses. And Whitney catches on to that. She's like, look, don't worry about it. And then I love how, well, he's an author, and he's movies coming out.
Right.
And,
he's a famous screenwriter.
He could do this.
I'm happy with Whitney's choice in that moment.
Yes,
because I
absolutely.
Thought
it's a grown-up decision.
Yes. I thought that she was going to kind of be like, I really love this dress. And because I feel like Noah, you know, they say in the car later, you know, I see what you're trying to do. You're making amends. I do feel like he's trying to make amends to her. He's been trying with Helen.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he's trying with her. There's nothing that's ever truly going to make up for what they did because she was a child. I mean, she was older. She was a teenager, but mm-hmm. still, she was a child
mm-hmm.
and her dad left. It doesn't matter if he loved this woman, if he whatever, he left her. So I feel like he's always going to be doing that, but I feel like he would have very easily been like, okay, I'll just figure it out.
Absolutely.
And so I love, this was like a good turning point moment for Whitney right here where she was like, no, this is insane. Mm-hmm. What person would spend $17,000 on a dress?
So
yay, Whitney!
Yeah. And then she's growing up. And I think that as a huge part that we can get on this first part of the episode is the fact that she is growing up. She's obviously going to get married. She's, you know, being able to listen to her dad, take advice from him.
Right.
You know, even when we see when they go back to the house and then, you know, she puts on her mother's dress.
Which was so sweet.
Yes. And she's tearing up and Noah's tearing up. He's like, oh my gosh, this is nuts. And that's when it comes up with the whole, you know, she cheated on her fiance.
Right.
And so they have that, you know, discussion. And she basically wants to kind of figure out, like, dude, like, what do I do? And Noah gives her really, really sound advice.
I concur.
You know, he basically tells her, you know, you have to keep getting married over and over again. To stay married.
Right.
Yes, getting married is one thing, but to stay married. And yes, I messed up, you know, and she's like, well, what's the difference? He's like, well, I had 4 kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different. And, you know, because basically what he's saying is, do you want to hurt him? Because if you want to get out of the situation, then yes, tell him.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're probably not going to get married if that happens.
Right.
If you really love him and you want to be with him, then maybe you don't need to say anything.
Right.
Now, I don't know how I agree necessarily with that particular point, but
sure.
I get why he said what he did.
Of course.
I get why he said that, because his whole thing is, look, you know, if this, the man that you cheated with, you're never going to run into him again, mm-hmm. and you really love this person, it's almost better to not say anything, mm-hmm. act like it never happened.
Right.
But if you want to be truthful with him, then you're going to have to, you know, receive the repercussions.
Right.
Whatever that is. But if that's what you want to do, just understand what both things are going to be.
I think it was some of the best advice he's given her. I love the line of, you know, marriage isn't always magic. Mm-hmm. You know, like mm-hmm. How he said, you know, you think, I thought I married this person because I loved them and I was always going to feel this way and yada, yada, yada. And you don't realize, you know, it's literally, some people call it a job. Mm. Like, you have to, like you said, work at it. So I think that, I mean, regardless of how I actually feel about what she should do or like the opinions on, ooh, is it right to not tell them? If it's never going to happen again, whatever. I think he did a good job of equating it back to his situation as well, because, you know, we saw he tried to stay with Helen, but he admitted it in the very wrong way. He admitted it because of this, just to make himself feel better.
Correct.
And I think that's not a good reason. But then guess what? He did end up wanting to be with Allison. So then it just made it 1,000 times worse.
Allison!
Right. So it's like, it's good almost that he said that to her, and it really makes her think. But this is why I say, do we think she, at the end of this conversation, does he land, or does she land in the position of, okay, I don't want to get married? Is that where she lands?
I, you know, when I saw how it ended and I saw how tumultuous she was feeling, mm-hmm. About everything, because here she is, it's not even about the money. And we find, because, you know, that's how they even start about the conversation. Because he's right. like, no, we got it taken care of. You got a dress, we got plates, you know, I'm taking care of the tent.
We got the tent.
Right, exactly. She's like, no, that's not it. I don't even know if I want to get married. I feel like she's going to err on the side, you know, early prediction, mm-hmm. but I feel like she's going to err on the side of not getting married.
Right.
Because I think she's the type of person that she cares about. She said this is her best friend. Mm-hmm. She cares about him. I think that she's going to tell him.
Yeah.
I don't think she could live with herself by not telling him, right. and then going through the marriage and then living that way. She's different than Noah.
Yeah,
I think she's different in that respect. Like, she's very upfront, very honest. She doesn't pull any punches. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's gotten her into trouble, you know, with her mouth. But right. she's different in the sense that she's going to tell him. So I see her telling him, and then maybe they do get married, maybe they don't, depending mm-hmm. on what his reaction. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't think he's even that great, because he can't even wear. I mean,
well,
you know,
he can't, because
I got my own opinions right. about him in anyway.
Well,
I think she tells him.
I thought at the end of the conversation that basically it was her saying to Noah, like, okay, I'm not going to do this, meaning not going to go through with the marriage, because she's seemingly admitting that she doesn't right. want to. She's like, I don't want to hurt him like that, because I know it would hurt him.
Right.
Then you have the immigration status in there, like we talked about. You have all of these factors. And basically, I think that Whitney at this point is feeling like, I'm marrying him because he needs me to.
Yes.
Not that she doesn't. I think she definitely cares for him.
Does.
And I think she loves him. And I think
for
she
real.
Actually wants to be with him. But there's a very big difference in, you know, you're dating someone and you love them and great, mm-hmm. but you're not ready to get married
Correct.
To them yet.
Correct.
But there's a lot of pressure because of these outside things. So absolutely the best decision for them is to not get married at this point, but it's like they're with all these other things happening, that's not the easiest thing to do, but
right.
it seems like that's kind of what she said to him at the end.
She's not gonna get married.
No.
I don't think she's gonna get married. We see at the very end, before we get into the second half of the episode, that Noah gets a call from Vanity Fair about Eden, which
Ooh.
We already saw earlier, his former publicist, about him coercing her into sex.
Which is, if I am remembering it wrong, then please shout me out right now. But he did not coerce her into having sex. If anything, she
was the
aggressor.
Around. If I remember correctly, I believe that you are right. That was a couple of seasons ago.
It was like season two.
Was it season two or season three?
Either
it
one.
It was when he was, you know, had the book and he was doing the tour.
Yeah.
And obviously she was with him.
Yeah.
It wasn't last season by
no.
far. But I think it was the other way around. And she was the aggressor.
Right.
So which even makes it even that much worse.
Yeah.
And so, and we even see in the previews, how he kind of comes out of like, what are you doing? Like, right. And she's like, I'm not scared of you anymore.
Right.
Because we did see a prelude to this conversation when she runs into Helen and your boy, Sasha Mann. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, yeah, I was, you know, no one's, oh, yeah, he was a jerk. And you know, of course, Sasha doesn't like him.
Right.
And you're like, oh, yeah, that's, I believe you.
But I'm like, I don't understand why she has a motive. Would do that.
She
but
has a motive.
What's her motive?
Well, we're going to find out.
We'll find out. Okay.
We're going to find
because
out.
Because I was like, what? Did, is she just really right. that upset that he no. didn't actually end up wanting to be with her?
No.
Is she really that upset that maybe he fired her? I don't remember, or I don't think they ever addressed the ending of that professional relationship, but it's just the fact that I'm like, you know, you and I talked a lot about people, and we've talked about a lot on the show and on our after show, is has Noah paid for his sins? Mm. What, you know, has he been redeemed? Sarah Treem talked a lot about the redemption of Noah Soloway. And I'm like, he just gets knocked down mm-hmm. again. Like, not to take away, you know, I never want to take away from someone's experience. If you feel like you were coerced into something, then that's very different. But from what we saw,
right.
I don't think that is what happened at
right.
all.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. I mean, I have some suspicions, but I'm just going to leave that out. I want to yeah. wait and kind of see what happens. So we get into Joni's part. And we knew this was coming. She goes basically right over to Benjamin Cruz's house. Mm-hmm. And then she, you know, gives a fake name and says she has PTSD. Mm-hmm. And then Ben tells her, he's like, oh, you know, you have an honest face. So I'm like, that's the writing is so good because I'm like, she's not being honest.
But let's shout out to April and Lim being really big idiots because when she signed her name, we were both like, that's how he knows it's right, her, oh, right, her right, name. Right, and right, then we're right. like, no, that's no. not how he knows.
But that was significant though. We knew yes. there was going to be some significant. We were just wrong on why it was significant.
Yeah.
But it was significant. He then, you know, says he's going to take her to this process because of her condition mm-hmm. called EMDR. I didn't get what that stood for. I probably could have, you know.
I don't think he actually said it. He just explained it.
Explained. I was just yeah. going to say I was going to maybe look if that's a real thing.
I'm going to look it up.
But he called it EMDR, and it was basically a method of therapy. He runs a clinic there in the home where he has other patients, and he deals with them, and they garden.
It is eye movement desensitization and reprocessing.
Ah, okay. So it's a real thing.
So that's why he did the thing with the fingers. Gotcha. And then you know, remember he and Allison did something like that when they went to like one of those classes or whatever, something where they were like touching their hands.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes. So it's a real thing. So this is something he does. So he starts doing different things, tries the eye thing, doesn't work.
Right.
She says she's getting dizzy. And then he tries the finger touch thing, which is significant because just like you said, mm-hmm. he did that with Allison. Mm-hmm. And then she starts, you know, he starts saying like, give me, you know, I need something to go on.
Right.
So she starts recounting basically when she's playing like, oh, my boyfriend. And she starts telling him what happened between him and her mother.
And there was a part of me that I was like, how do you know? She was pretty like on the money with some of it. Mm-hmm. And she just recently learned of this information.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, how did she know? But I believe she's very smart. Yeah. We know she's a scientist.
Yeah.
She's very smart. When she went over it, and I think it was last episode, when her boy took her over, who
EJ
mm-hmm. took her over to the records,
right?
And she started seeing all the things that happened to her mother. Mm-hmm. I believe when she read through all of those, I think she just kind of pieced together what she feels happened.
Oh, and she remembers seeing Ben show up to the apartment that
correct.
Day, and that's how she remembered him. I don't think those were the same. I don't think it's the actual night that she died.
Right.
But she knows she can the stuff she, you know. Said she could guess. You
sure.
know, he started saying bad things. Things got heated. She knew
that's what
that
I'm
he was
saying.
Married,
like, no, she's smart. She's smart. And who knows? Maybe she was that little device. And
yeah. we're back. Maybe.
That's all what happened.
She was like,
but I think she just pieced it together.
Yeah.
And then the interesting part is, which I was shocker number one, there was a lot of shockers, is that he admits killing Allison.
Straight up. My mouth fell to the floor.
Yo.
She literally, when he finally approaches her mm-hmm. and says, you know, hey, Joni, what's up? I know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any questions to ask
for you.
Me?
Yeah. Right.
Not creepy at all.
Yeah.
And then she straight up says, did you kill my mom? And he says,
yes.
Yes. I was like, what? Y'all are giving this to us? Yo. Because I thought it was going to be a long, drawn-out thing of we're never actually really going to know if this happened and yada, yada, yada. I'm so happy, by the way,
right,
that he admitted it.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's a freaking skis. And,
well,
and
obviously,
ways,
yes. But it is with condition. Because when he said he admitted it, I was like, wait a second. There's a catch. He's not just going to admit killing her and that's going to be it. You know, something's got to happen. So as we continue, he kind of explains himself, talks about having a psychotic break. Mm-hmm. He took his aggression on her because he was impotent at the time and couldn't make love to her. And so he directed his rage at her.
I have to ask you.
Yes.
Were you, take away every thought of what we know happened at the end of the episode, were you romanced by his reasoning? Like, did you believe him, basically, at the time?
First of all, I never liked Ben. I always thought he was a dirty dude.
Same.
So him saying what he said, I believe that there was some truth to that. Yeah. It doesn't excuse anything.
Of course not.
Absolutely not. But I believe that there is some truth. The thing with Ben is, and we've seen, and we saw it in this episode, mm-hmm, he's a master manipulator.
Yeah.
He's very manipulative. I think he manipulated Allison back when they were, you know, together. The fact that, remember, he had a wife.
Yeah.
He had a wife. He stepped out on his wife. Allison found out, and he got upset because he was caught, essentially.
And she was like, I don't want to be with you in this situation.
Right.
He could have very easily been like, okay. But instead, he killed her. Obviously,
right,
he's just messed up. But he fully had me, you know, let's think about how many years it's been since this happened.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know, EJ makes a great point later in saying that, like, you're not a professional at this, let the people handle it. But I was like, well, maybe he has.
Right.
If the government had him on all these, you know, psychotic drugs and yada, yada, yada. Because obviously it's a terrible thing that he did. And we can, you know, we do know that parts of this, what he says, is true.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I, now that we know what we know, I was like, oh my gosh, literally, he just duped me. He made me almost, in a sense, feel bad for him. I always, even like as he was explaining it, remained in the like, you're guilty, something mm-hmm. bad needs to happen to you, Joni needs to do something, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
But I was like, you're making me feel a little less like, I hate you so
right.
very much.
Right.
But then I started to remember that, like, holy crap, Cole literally spent his whole life trying to prove that this man killed her, and then he, you know, wasted the rest of his life, and then Joni just knows.
Right.
Now it's just like, oh, wait, yeah. Everything that my dad said is true.
Exactly. He then says, and this is when he starts, you know, giving the explanation. He says that the statue, which we did see, mm-hmm. you know, happen when we saw in the previous season,
right.
Did fall on her head, and it was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
And look, that's how she died. It wasn't intentional, this, that, and the other. And so basically gives her the green light. He's like, look, you can pass judgment on me, whatever you want. I've been waiting for this. So look, pulls out a gun. If you want to shoot me, whatever you want to do, if you want to call the police. Not knowing that he has this master manipulative plan behind the scene. So he believes, knowing how she is, because he has been studying her also,
right.
which we find out.
Right.
So he knows exactly what she's going to pick. Mm-hmm. She's not going to shoot him. She's going to be like, all right, let me go get the cops.
Right.
So she goes, talks to her boy EJ for
right.
a second. And you said something to me that was kind of surprising, which I didn't even think about.
What?
But about who EJ, some people feel EJ really is.
Yes, we got a great comment. A lot of people think this, but I just want to shout out. I'm pulling it up right now.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler
this
alert.
This is a prediction also. This is not confirmed in any way. But Laurie Stone Haskell commented on last week's episode and says, what do you think about this prediction? I think EJ... Eddie is Vic and Sierra's son 30 years ahead. He says that his dad died before he was born and that he has a picture of his mother on his phone. Wouldn't that be wild? We are getting that prediction a lot, and I actually completely agree with it. It would be kind of out of nowhere, semi, like,
yo.
What would be the point, but also like, whoa.
That would be crazy. That would be...
It's a good way to tie all of it
back in. It's a great way
to
tie everything together, and it would make so much sense why we started the season the way we did
right.
and then finishing it that way.
We're like, who is this EJ character
exactly.
that they're
coming
making so much? They're giving him a whole lot of time.
A lot of time. So I hope that that's it.
I know. I love it.
I would be, yes, that would be so dope.
I love also that he is the one that, because, you know, we kind of forgot about it in the moment, or
mm-hmm.
I did anyway, but I love that he's the one that's like, but Joni she drowned. Mm-hmm. There was water in her lungs. What happens if you commit suicide, or if you're already dead when you're in the water, then, you know, you get water in your lungs because mm-hmm. you're alive and you're soaking, you're drinking in water.
Right.
So he's the one that makes her think, like, oh, wait. So what he said isn't true. And mm-hmm. I think that that's what made her make the decision of, let me call the police.
Right. Right. So she does that, goes back to Ben's house with the authorities, and gets super tricked.
I'm still shocked.
Yo, so, but we kind of had, we knew the signature was going to do something. We just were wrong in what it was. But I knew it was significant. But basically, they come in, he brings them into the household, twists the whole story, tells them that she's a patient, she signed, you know, that she's here. I've been talking to her
for weeks.
Right. Plays the recording of what she said about cutting his penis off.
Right.
And then they're like, yo, what is going on? Like, he turns around so quick. And she has nothing to say.
And because, let's think about it. He has been, whenever he says, like,
I mean, she
how
does,
he found
she
her.
She has a bunch to say. She's like, no, that's not happening. But it just doesn't work.
Of course. Whenever he was like, you know, I looked you up online. Of course I wondered about who you were.
Right.
So it's like, it's not like it was difficult, but she just recently learned of him. He has had this planned clearly for a very long time.
Absolutely.
And he did it very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, because, and I was like, this is what a manipulator does. They make you think genuinely in that moment. I was like, oh, wow, he's okay with, you know, her shooting him mm-hmm. or calling the police or whatever. He knows he has to pay for his sins. Oh, and then I was like, what's the purpose of this? I didn't even get, I guess because I was so shocked, I didn't get that it's, you know, to ultimately protect himself just because he doesn't want to go to jail. But I was like, so do you plan on keeping her here? Like, why are you telling them that she's a patient? And it was just an insane plan that obviously
worked. It reminded me of, I'm a huge fan of the Saw series.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And how that, right? Yes.
Yeah.
And how, like, so much time is intricate into planning, you know, this person's demise or what have you. But he was so good at that.
He's been thinking about this one for a long time.
He's been planning this basically a long time. But even again, you know, shocker number two, he admits to everything. He admits that everything that she's thinking, yes, that's exactly how it happened mm-hmm. when it came to her. And the whole thing is to exonerate himself mm-hmm. so he doesn't have to pay the price.
Right.
And then we see shocker number three for me was when, you know, Joni comes at him. She's on the ground. He's pinning her down. She's like harder, which, you know, she's been doing.
I didn't think she actually said that. I thought that was like a whisper. Like, no. how they've been doing like the voiceovers at times.
Oh,
I didn't
think she actually said it. No, because, and that would make sense because remember when she had, when she slept with EJ, she did that.
Right.
And that's been something that when she slept with the other guy, the bartender, the random bartender, creepy bartender dude, she did it again.
No, totally. I just thought she was thinking it in her mind at that moment.
Oh, no, because you see his reaction. That's how I feel like she said it. Because afterwards, he's like, oh, you want me to kill you. Mm. You want to end your pain.
I thought it was because she kind of gave up.
And
you see the look in her eyes. Well, at first I was like, oh my God, he just killed her. Because mm-hmm. she looked dead for a second.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was just wild. The fact that if she said that or the fact that she said that makes it even crazier because, like, you really are just trying to get your pain.
No, you could. I mean, you should watch it back. Because way I saw it is that she was saying harder. And again, she's done it before.
Yeah.
And then he then's like, nah, I'm not going to be the one to do this. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're trying to get out of your pain or your situation, I'm not going to be the one to take you out of it.
And I was like, did he just win that situation?
Oh,
I mean, there's no winner or loser, but like.
No, I mean, he has the upper hand. I mean, I don't think it's over in the sense because of how it ended. Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be more with him.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some resolution. Either she finds a way to get back at him somehow with the help of her partner in crime, EJ.
Yeah, I kind of hope she does.
So I think that ends up happening now that she knows. Because I don't see him keeping her. Because I think that he feels like, oh, no, I've already taken care of it.
Yeah, I don't think, at first I was like, what's the point?
Sure.
But I don't think he wants to, you know, keep her, hold her hostage or anything. You know, obviously he's been even looking up stuff about her kids. I mm-hmm. think he just wanted to, of course, make sure that he's left alone.
Right.
And that now, you know, he's established that she's his patient and mm-hmm. that she's crazy and the, you know, police are going to be looking at her.
Right.
There's no way. I mean, I was when you went back in, knowing that he had record, I'm sure you had it. I'm sure you had your phone in your pocket. Hit record. Yeah. Start recording the conversation. Exactly. But, you know, I guess she didn't think on her feet.
She didn't think like that. She's not a master manipulator like him. Yeah. Just saying.
Well, I would have. Does that make me a master manipulator? I would have been like, record.
Yes, you are. No, I'm just joking. All right. So you said you have news and gossip.
Yes.
Yes, news and gossip. Let's do it. Let's do it.
TV news.
News and gossip for y'all. Dominic West, I always look knowing and looking up what people are doing after the show because, of course, we have grown to love these characters and the actors that play them so much. Our boy, Dominic West, is going to be starring in a new TV series called Stateless along with Cate Blanchett, Yvonne Strahovski. It's actually being picked up by, or funded, I should say, by an Australian company, but it's going to, of course, air here. Mm-hmm. So super excited for him that he has stuff in the works, but it's called Stateless, and I believe they just started filming, so it's going to be slated to come out in 2020.
Oh, word.
So we'll have some more stuff with Dominic West.
Word.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
There we go.
All right, let's get into predictions. Let's do that.
Ooh. Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right.
Gosh, you know, where to go from here?
Right.
I always want to predict the Noah and Helen situation. I don't know because we only have a few episodes left.
We have three
are they just going to
give us... Well, we don't know. Well, you said you think it might go 11 episodes.
I believe there are 11 episodes, but I don't know if they're just adding it like that because the last one's extra long.
Mm.
I looked it up on IMDb, but it's quite confusing. So if you're in the chat or even after the fact, let us know if it's actually 11 episodes or if it's 10 and it's the last one's extra long. But anyway, I don't know. With the time that we have left and with how they're obviously going to be giving Noah some less than pleasant storyline material that he's going to be going through because apparently a student wrote a book about how he was inappropriate, which I'm guessing is the student from when he was the professor in college
because
he was a little inappropriate with her. But guess what? She was also hella inappropriate with him.
Mm.
So I'm like, okay, they're going to do that and they're going to have time to make us really feel like Noah and Helen should be back together. I don't know anymore. I think that there has to be some sort of resolution with the Joni Ben thing, with the Ben murder, whether she kills him, which would be really bad. I don't know. I just think there's going to be, it's not the last that we're going to see of him. It's not the last of that situation. I am happy that I think she's going to go probably through a lot herself and it could be self-destructive with her because she's hated her mom for all these years. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly how old she is, but let's say 30-ish years. She's hated her mom for all of these years. And guess what? She just found out that she hated her for nothing because she was murdered.
Mm.
She didn't commit suicide. So it could be very bad for her because she's already clearly not in a good way. Then she just learned this information, and now guess what? She's going to feel the guilt as well.
Right.
So I hope it doesn't. I definitely don't want it to end in a thing of like her committing suicide or anything like that, but I feel like it's going to greatly affect her. We'll see. I also am going to predict as well that EJ is Eddie. I like it. I hope it happens.
I think it would be a great tie-in.
Yeah.
I think it would be a great tie-in. I think with the whole Joni situation, I agree with that prediction, and I think that they are going to come together like for real.
Yeah.
And then not just be, because if it was just a situation where he just shows up and then they, you know, end up this fling and then he just is gone.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been more than that. The fact that she's going back to him and they're discussing the situation and he has so much interest in what's going on and wanting to help her.
Mm-hmm.
I just see that happening because I feel like she's, I mean, with her husband, you know, we saw what happened in the kids and how he's just, you know, she's kind of like through with that whole situation.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, you know, with her being there, this is a new chapter for her now that she's finding all the information. And then she finds out that connection is there.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes it more, you know, more so I believe that that will happen.
Yeah.
Also, I feel bad for Noah. I feel like...
Right?
I do. Like, even though Noah has done some stuff,
mm-hmm.
but I feel that he... what's coming up in the next episode from what we saw in the previews is he's going to get it. He's going to get it.
He's going to go down in flames.
He's going to go down in flames. And he really is just, I mean, especially with, he's just getting with Whitney,
mm-hmm.
you know, the other kids kind of following suit. You know, he's trying to build the relationship somewhat with them.
Mm-hmm.
He still hasn't really got it with Helen, but I think that's because of the whole man situation.
Right.
And he's influencing her and all that kind of stuff. But if there was any inkling of him, you know, kind of coming up and being positive, now it's going to come crashing down with these allegations.
Definitely.
So it'll be interesting to see how that flips around and what happens with him as a result of
maybe
that.
Maybe it could bring Helen back to him because she wants to help support him because of what he did for her. You never know. No?
But if she, well, I mean, in theory, I think that'd be great. But yeah. The fact that, you know, Sasha Mann is all, still in her ear, I just don't see that happening.
But we start to see, we've already seen a little chipping at the, sure. you know, marble, beautiful view yes. that she has of him right. in last week's episode, or I'm sorry, the week before. And you can tell from the preview, you know, she's having lunch with his...
The daughter.
Quote unquote daughter, not right. actually his daughter. And, you know, she's starting to see that Sasha Mann is not so wonderful after all.
And the only reason why she would be having lunch with him is if there was going to be a situation where he brings a negative light on him.
Right.
That's the only reason that would be there.
And, like, Helen, of course, being who she is going to want this. She feels bad for the girl. She's going to want to have her, you know, let's make sure you're okay, especially if she's actually going to be in a serious thing right. with Sasha. But what good could come out of this? Zero.
Zero.
Which we like.
Yes. Yes. No, man. No, sir.
No, sir.
What's up, everybody? That has been our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, everyone in the live chat. Make sure you tune into the next episode because it's going to be crazy. And we want to break it all down and have you break it down with us. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez, and you can find me everywhere at Lim Gonzalez. Also, check out my website. See what I have going on there at stayonthemic.com. April, woo-hoo! Where you at?
Y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant and also on the season premiere of The Walking Dead after show tomorrow night.
Yeah. Woo! All right, y'all. Until next week, we'll see you. Peace.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.